local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Thursday. It is Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 50 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Happy to have you with us here as you make your way home there. Road should be smooth sailing here, as we're kind of in that period where not a whole lot's going on. No major accidents or slowdowns, so smooth sailing, and hope you're having a good week and looking forward to a great Friday and a great weekend, perhaps heading down to NAS Pensacola for the Homecoming Air Show. Know that for a lot of locals around here, it is the Homecoming Air Show that is preferred to the Pensacola Beach Air Show. Austin, we have not talked a whole lot. This is your, first full week, right? Because you were doing the Pensacola Interstate Fair for our friends over at CAD Country. So now you're over here. Glad to have you. Big Blue Angel fan. And do you like to make it out to the Blue Angel shows every year? Or how's that work for you?
I mean, I, of course, I'd love the Blue Angels. I think they're pretty awesome. My dad used to, like, always go to the air show, you know, and he would take me and my brother sometimes. As kids, we didn't really appreciate it probably as much as we should have. Heck, I just saw him at the air show just this last summer because I was working with Cat Country and News Radio.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. We haven't been able to do it as routinely because the traffic is just so horrible and the humidity is out of control. But I'm very familiar with the Blues and I'm a big fan.
Yeah, definitely the weather is much more conducive to the Homecoming Air Show, and could not ask for better weather than what we're going to have here over the next few days. Plenty of sunshine and highs in the mid-70s, so it's going to be really nice out there. Top three stories today as we get rolling here for hour number three. The latest from Gaza is that over 70 Americans have been able to get out of Gaza this week as the Border Crossing Authority issued a new list of passport holders overnight who have been approved for departure. And that list includes about 400 Americans.
This is my fifth attempt to leave. We evacuated our house about 19 days ago.
At least 300 foreign citizens were able to leave yesterday as Israeli airstrikes continued, and the crossing was opened after Egypt, Hamas, and Israel agreed up to 500 people may cross daily. A woman will lead the Navy for the first time in the service's history. The Senate today confirming Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti as Chief of Naval Operations. She's the first woman to fill the role and will become the first woman to a permanent member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. She was first nominated in July, but her promotion has been stalled for months due to Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on confirmations. More on that coming up in national headlines today. Republicans may soon make a decision on whether to impeach President Biden. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters that his party is coming to a point of decision on impeachment. He stresses, however, investigations focused on whether Biden illegally benefited from his family's foreign business dealings are ongoing. Those are our top three stories today. Traffic and weather together.
The weather overnight, not quite as chilly with low temperatures down in the 40s. Still cool, but not as cold. Clear skies tonight, and we'll have sunshine over the next several days all the way through the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, high temperatures will be in the 70s and a little bit warmer each day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now, 65 degrees and clear skies, actually now down to 62. Overnight low tonight's going to be 48. As I mentioned, sunshine tomorrow, Saturday, for the NAS Pensacola Homecoming Air Show. 72 tomorrow, 75. Plenty of sunshine both days there. Austin, how are the roads going?
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Looking at the traffic, Joe, you kind of touched on this just a moment ago. There's nothing too serious going on as far as backups are concerned in either Pensacola or the surrounding areas. We do have a little bit at the intersection of West Fairfield Drive and North Palafox Street. And as for Santa Rosa's equivalent, we've got some near the intersection of East Spencerfield Road and Caroline Street, but it's just a little splotchy, nothing too out of control.
Very good. Very good. Let's keep it that way here as we finish out. 6:15 right now, taking a look at some local headlines today. Pensacola police earlier this afternoon announcing an arrest in a fatal shooting that occurred earlier last month. 20-year-old Jacoby Malik Smith is charged with homicide in the death of Leron Wesley. Smith allegedly shot and killed Wesley on October 1st at the Pensacola Village Apartments. He was arrested by members of the PPD SWAT team at around 3 o'clock yesterday on 7th Avenue. Also, the Escambia Sheriff's Office identifying a suspect in a deadly shooting last night in Brownsville. Deputies are looking for 28-year-old Shabri Stevenson. The shooting happened on West Blunt Street last night. A male victim found with a gunshot wound to the abdomen and was transported to a hospital where he died. Not much known about the incident itself other than it reportedly stemmed from an argument. If you have any information on Steverson's whereabouts, you're asked to contact the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers. A homecoming air show always will be special and a good time for all that go out there, and it will always be bittersweet as well. As the Blue Angels close the curtains on their show season, it'll inevitably be the last performance for someone.
This has been the most rewarding tour of my career. You know, what I will miss the most will definitely be just coming to work every day with the people. We have such a great group here. You know, the cream of the crop, the best of the best in the fleet. And I will miss that. I'll miss that camaraderie and just this high-functioning organization that I've been so fortunate to be a part of for the last 2 years.
And after this weekend, Blue Angel number 4, Lieutenant Commander Scott Goosens, will return to the fleet. His full interview with our Andrew McKay you can hear on the Pensacola Morning News tomorrow at 7:40. Also today, Escambia County Commissioners are looking to vote on setting a public hearing for a revised ordinance that's meant to cut down on aggressive panhandling in medians.
I think it's anything that interferes with the flow of traffic.
Okay.
So if they're doing something there that's causing an interference or unsafe condition, I think it would probably more likely be enforcement.
That is County Administrator Wes Marino. He says the aggressive panhandling has become a real problem and the community wants it addressed. The ordinance proposal is actually a revision of existing law that faces constitutionality issues and was considered unenforceable in its current form. Also hearing today from Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall regarding the red light program, pilot program that the city is looking into. Randall says he's been looking at crash data for several intersections over the last 5 years.
And that was like 15,000 traffic crashes. In the city, just in the city of Pensacola.
Man.
And you got to imagine, you know, each one of those crashes requires an officer. We spent about 5,000 hours, and that's just calculating one officer and working, you know, 1 year crashes. And once it was in 2022, the year we looked at for that.
Randall says that he calculated those numbers based on only one officer responding, but most crashes are on main roads and require several officers to not only investigate, but to control traffic as well. Randall also answering the question, hey, what happens if I get a red light camera ticket, but I was not the one driving? Randall says, well, there's a sworn affidavit that you can sign and fill out the information. It would go to that person who was responsible. But if you lie on that sworn affidavit, that could certainly lead to more legal issues for you. So, again, very early stages here of the conversation. We'll see where this goes. But obviously, the city is gathering and gaining a lot of momentum, and this thing looks like it's going to be reality at some point. 6:20, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Tomorrow at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This fall in Pensacola, Florida, celebrate 10 years of FUFU. This year promises to be bigger, funner, and, well, artier. Engaging art installations, livelier music, more amazing cuisine, and a vibrant culture that's contagious. Discover it all this fall. Come celebrate 10 years of Foo Foo Fest, November 2nd through the 13th in Pensacola, Florida. Start planning at foofoofest.com.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all brand and product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, sleigh decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3. Was that the best you could do? Was that the best you could come up with?
I didn't recognize it. I was just looking around. I saw Christmas stuff. I panicked.
Austin and I are playing a little game in between ourselves with the bumper music. Austin has had an uncanny ability lately to pick songs that I've never heard of before in my life. And so now his mission is to continue to try to pick songs I'd never heard of. I couldn't tell you what the name of that song is. I couldn't tell you who sings it, but I have definitely heard of that song. So,
according to this, it was the Spencer Davis Group.
All right.
I think Give Me Some Lovin' is what I think the name of the song was.
Very good. So, yeah, one for one this hour. We'll keep trying here. 6:25, we'll get another check of the roads and weather here. And, Austin, you said the roads now in the 6 o'clock hour, as per usual in most days, looking pretty good now.
Yeah, it's looking pretty smooth. I mean, we're seeing some congestion at some of these, you know, busier intersections, but that's nothing you're going to look twice at. And in Santa Rosa County as well, going into the Pace and Milton areas, we're basically seeing more of the same, just mild congestions here and there on Caroline Street, but being the main road, that's expected.
All right, very good.
Cool again overnight, but not as chilly. Overnight lows will be down in the 40s. Sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and each day it gets a little bit warmer. All through the weekend, we'll have high temperatures in the 70s, and it will be rain-free. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and right now at 626, it is 62 degrees. Overnight low tonight's going to be around 48. Taking a look at state headlines today, Sunshine State Senator Rick Scott officially endorsing a candidate for president, and it is not Florida's governor. In an op-ed for Newsweek, Scott says while every Republican in the field would be a better president than Joe Biden, quote, Republican voters are making their voices heard loud and clear. They want to return to the leadership of Donald Trump.
Florida is taking to the sky in its first ever air taxi test flight. Officials say they conducted an urban air mobility trial at Tampa International Airport earlier this morning. It was in collaboration with German aircraft manufacturer Volocopter. The electric-powered aircraft is designed to take people and supplies to different places within city limits.
Lawmakers are laying out plans ahead of next week's special legislative session. Both the House and Senate have released their proposals, including a change to the state school's voucher program. The change would remove a cap on the program to benefit students with disabilities and would be funded by more than $300 million set aside in the state budget. They'll also discuss additional sanctions on Iran. The session starts Monday and is expected to last 4 days.
Also, Southwest Airlines is planning for a major shift in Florida. The company says they'll transfer most of its international operations from Fort Lauderdale to Orlando. The airline also plans to add 6 daily nonstop flights to the Caribbean and Central America starting in June.
Today in national news, Republican senators tried to confirm more than 60 military officers' promotions last night in a direct challenge to Senator Tommy Tuberville's blockade, but he wouldn't budge. This thing apparently going for hours last night, and from what I gather, each individual senator, and like I said, there was about 60 of these things.
Yeah.
And so one by one, individual senators would come up. They would say, hey, I want to move forward a motion to give Sally a promotion in the Navy without objection. And then Tommy Tuberville would get up and object to every one. So this happened throughout the night last night. That's thing there. Joni Ernst, Lindsey Graham, and Mitt Romney among the senators who took part.
Yeah, politics is a tiring game for sure. There was a vote to expel Representative George Santos last night, but it failed. It fell short of the 2/3 needed to get him out. Santos has been under fire for months due to allegations of lying about his personal history, and he's also facing 23 federal charges, which include allegedly stealing people's identities.
Yeah, two of Donald Trump's sons done testifying today in the former president's civil fraud trial. Trump Jr. pointed to the company's accounting department and others for any inaccurate documents the Trump organization sent to banks.
But unfortunately, the attorney general has brought forth a case that is purely a political persecution.
Now, Trump Jr. speaking with reporters afterwards. Former President Trump is expected to testify on Monday.
And the man accused of killing Tupac Shakur, I think I'm saying that right, is pleading not guilty. Dwayne Davis was arrested in September for the drive-by shooting that killed Shakur in 1996. His arraignment has been delayed twice because of a lack of legal counsel. He was appointed a public defender after he didn't retain his own lawyer, and he faces life in prison if convicted.
Also, the Cornell University student who allegedly threatened to kill Jewish students is being held without bail. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Patrick Dye posted threats on a website to shoot up a kosher dining hall. He's now facing 5 years in prison if convicted, and he's been suspended by the university.
Lastly, one of the former Memphis officers accused in the killing of Tyree Nichols has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Desmond Mills Jr. pleaded guilty to 2 of 4 federal charges in a Tennessee court Thursday and also agreed to plead guilty to state charges. It's part of a plea deal with prosecutors that they say will require him to testify against other defendants in the case.
6:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. We're back with a look at what's happening in the sports world. Austin just giddy as his Wake Forest Demon Deacons get started And top of the hour, his Pittsburgh Steelers looking to rebound against the Titans.
I'm on cloud nine.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The House votes to approve a standalone bill giving over $14 billion in aid to Israel.
On this vote, the yeas are 226, the nays are 196. The bill is passed.
12 of those 226 yes votes were from Democrats. The bill is facing staunch opposition from Senate Democrats and has little chance of passage there. The U.S. manages to secure the freedom of Americans trapped in Gaza as the fighting between Israel and Hamas intensifies. Fox's Mike Tobin is in southern Israel.
A fight to flee Gaza for a second straight day. Hundreds surge to the Egyptian border in hopes of leaving the war-torn strip of land. Foreign nationals, including some 400 Americans, are cleared to exit through the Rafah crossing. President Biden says more than 70 dual citizens have gotten out so far.
Biden calling for Israel to pause its operations to allow for more Americans to escape. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, exercise equipment maker Peloton seeing a rough day on Wall Street after the company reported a bigger than expected quarterly loss and also issued a downbeat holiday season forecast. Looking at the numbers, Peloton losing 44 cents per share. Analysts were expecting a loss of around 34 cents. Revenues coming in around expectations, though, at $595 million. Economists were expecting around $591 million. The company says it's looking to boost revenues with high-profile partnerships and the relaunch of its Tread Plus service. And auto giant Toyota says it's recalling nearly 2 million RAV4s due to a potential fire risk. According to the company, RAV4 vehicles from the model years 2013 to 2018 could shift during forceful turns and possibly catch on fire. Toyota said that it will be notifying affected car owners before the end of the year if the vehicle is subject to the recall. On Wall Street today, stocks closed higher, the Dow up over 500 points, the NASDAQ up over 200. That's Your Money Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The four verses deal with two topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the fourth verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Mike Florio told me he's heard a theory that at the end of the season, new Commanders owner Josh Harris will inquire what it would take to trade for Bill Belichick. This would fall in line with many assuming that Harris is looking to make a big splash this offseason. On the other side, would the Patriots trade Belichick? And does the hoodie want a new home? I could see Robert Kraft listening to that phone call, and Bill should be interested in a new spot after 24 years in New England. I'm Zach Gelb. Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use, there's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money. Wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 here in Wyoming. Here visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Girl, to be with you is my favorite thing. 6:37 is the time now. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It is Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin getting you caught up and up to speed on everything happening in your world today. And we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here before we move on to our sports headlines today.
All right, so I'm looking in Escambia County, Pensacola in particular right now. I'm not seeing a ton of congestion. It's a bit more of the same. We're seeing some at some busier intersections, specifically such as North Davis Highway and University Parkway. And we're also seeing some at North Palafox Street and what road is this? Burgess Road. I'm sorry. We're seeing some congestion there, but nothing too crazy. And the same goes for Santa Rosa County. We're just seeing some splotches of mild congestion on Highway 90, but outside of that, nothing really to report on.
All right, very good. Meteorologist Alan Strom getting us caught up on the weather.
Cool again overnight, but not as chilly. Overnight lows will be down in the 40s. Sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and each day it gets a little bit warmer. All through the weekend, we'll have high temperatures in the 70s, and it will be rain-free. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now at 6:38, it is 62 degrees. Overnight low tonight will be 48. All right, Austin, so you got your Demon Deacons on the tube now on ESPN taking on the Duke Blue Devils tonight. So 5-3 Duke versus 4-4 Wake Forest. So what are you thinking about this one? You guys going to be able to get it done on the road?
Well, similarly to my Steelers, we have a lot of offensive struggles, but it's a rivalry game. Duke's in a rough spot right now, just got shut out by Louisville, and they've got a freshman QB out there right now because Riley Leonard's hurt with a toe injury.
So yeah, so
this is our chance to beat him if we're gonna.
Yeah, so Leonard, you know, week one or whatever, they beat Clemson.
Yes.
And then at some point he got, was it his toe that he hurt initially? Because I thought he came back. Did he re-injure the same injury, or is this a new one?
I'm not sure. I know he got hurt against Notre Dame, and then he did come back, but he got hurt against FSU, and that may be what he's dealing with now. Okay. I'm not sure if he was in against Louisville or not.
Yeah, but that's tough. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're a Wake Forest fan, you're trying to, you know, you want Wake Forest win, obviously. But
yeah.
Leonard, I had thought anyway from initially was thought of as a pro prospect, probably not, you know, to the level of Caleb Williams or Levis, or not Levis, Drake May from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Duke starting a freshman today.
Grayson Loftus is his name. Loftus.
So you, you're from here. Have you gone to Wake Forest for a basketball or football game? Or
No, my dad and I talked about doing it this season in football, but we just didn't get around to it. And, of course, we were nervous about, okay, well, is the weather going to be, you know, hot or something? Because we've been to Doak Campbell before, and it's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now with the new ACC and with Florida State's future being a little uncertain right now, we don't really know how many more opportunities we're going to get to see that happen.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, these schools obviously much more well known for basketball, but Wake Forest, obviously, they've had, you know, they had Tim Duncan in the late 90s, mm-hmm. Chris Paul in the early 2000s, which
Muggsy Bogues back in the day.
I did not know that he played there as well. But
And I'm sorry to cut you off. I just now remembered. I had a brain fart there. No, we faced Florida State and Winston-Salem this year. We thought about going there.
Oh,
the next time
okay.
we face them is 2 years from now. That's in Tallahassee. We're all thinking right. about that one currently.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, very good. But I remember this was a long time ago, but I read a book called The Four Corners. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Well, I think I know what it's about based on what it's called.
Yeah, so it's the history of, you know, kind of how the basketball programs, because you got Wake Forest, Duke, North Carolina, and NC State.
Tough competition.
All
for sure.
within, like, what, 20 minutes or 20 miles of each other?
Well, that's the thing. Like, for a while, they were in, like, a almost like a parallelogram-like shape.
Like the Four Corners, yeah.
And now, if you look at the map, I think back in the 50s, Wake Forest relocated their campus to Winston-Salem.
All right.
So now, if you look at it, it's like three, and then Wake's all the way over here. So we're a little bit off to the left, but it's all right.
I've never been to Winston-Salem. I was close to moving there at one point, actually,
before
I moved to Pensacola. Yeah. So, it was a radio job that IMG College, but I ended up moving here, and I'd say it worked out pretty well. Many of you may disagree, but I don't know.
I don't, Joe.
I have driven through Chapel Hill. I have not been to Durham. I would love to go to a Duke basketball game, as I'm sure, you know, for a lot of sports fans on their bucket list there, but prices are just stupid, stupid high.
It's a beautiful
even
place,
for
though.
The low level Duke home games. Like you go see like SC Upstate College, and it's like $300 just to get into the rafters. So, yeah,
it's a big brand.
Brutal there. 640. Yeah, and the arena is like 300 seats. That doesn't help either. Looking elsewhere here at the world of sports, of course, the other big game tonight is the NFL. The Steelers hosting the Tennessee Titans, and the Steelers are, what, 4-3?
Yes.
And the Titans are 3-5, something like that, 3-4. And the Steelers
3-5
are
after tonight.
Hey, there we go. I like the confidence. Right. 3-point spread here tonight, so the Steelers going to cover here?
Yeah, probably, because they have just failed to pull away in really any of their games all year. So, yeah.
So the Steelers are going to – so the Titans
are – excuse me, the Titans are going to cover, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say like 20-19. I'm just going to go with there. I think the Steelers will get one offensive touchdown. They'll get a defensive touchdown and a couple of field goals, and I think that's all that they're going to need.
Well, and I said 23-20 earlier, so I guess I got the spread being right on the money. Apparently.
Yeah, so Titans pushing there. Will Levis making his second start. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had a connection with DeAndre Hopkins on Sunday. I'm going to be curious to see how the Steelers defense plays him because, of course, nobody had film on him last week, but now the Steelers defense has film.
Yep.
TJ Watt obviously is a menace there. So I think the Steelers will get it done at home tonight. Health, business, and science notes here real quick. Starbucks holiday cups are in stores as of today. This year's theme is Share the Joy. Four designs to choose from, or maybe you just get them at random. Peppermint swirl, ribbon spool, bobble wrap, and party plaid are the options this year.
Yeah, I don't know what bobble is.
I don't know.
I was kind of raising an eyebrow right there with you. Six Flags and Cedar Fair are merging to create a powerhouse theme park company. Together, the companies control 27 amusement parks and 15 water parks nationwide. The new company will keep the name Six Flags, but trade under Cedar Fair's stock ticker, FUN.
Also, Uber and Lyft agreeing to pay a combined $328 million to settle allegations that the companies unlawfully withheld wages from drivers. It's also alleged the companies failed to provide mandatory paid sick leave. More than 100,000 drivers could be eligible to receive the funds and benefits under those agreements.
And mortgage rates are down, breaking a seven-week upward streak. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage went down to a 7.76% average this week, down from just under 7.8%. A year ago, the rate was just under 7.
Also, DoorDash sending a message to those who don't tip ahead of time. You may not get the best food service.
I feel like we're already paying a lot, and the prices basically have been increasing ever. I've been using it for maybe like 7-8 years, and slowly it's always just been increasing. So I don't know, maybe if you want drivers to be tipped, there should be other incentives.
Yeah, so the customers in select service areas, not nationwide, but customers will see a pop-up disclaimer in the app warning their food may take longer to arrive if you opt not to tip ahead of time. That's because drivers can pick and choose the orders they want to pick up, often going for the ones that pay the most. And the advisory, again, part of a pilot program right now.
That's fair. If you're someone who is intrigued by DiGiorno's Thanksgiving pizza, which this studio is a resounding no, this might be the perfect treat to finish it off. Baskin-Robbins has a new flavor of the month, and it's called Turkey Day Fixins. It combines flavors of sweet potato and autumn spice, along with chunks of honey cornbread and tart swirls of cranberry sauce. It's available all month long at Baskin-Robbins locations nationwide.
You lost me at sweet potato in my ice cream.
I was willing to be a trooper. I was gonna fight it out, but then I got cornbread as well, and I'm like, I don't know how you're gonna make that work. Yeah, there's potential, but you're really losing me at that point.
Just give me the standard vanilla ice cream on pumpkin pie. That's all I need right there.
Yeah, that actually sounds great.
Let's get an update on the roads and weather. We'll start off with meteorologist Alan Strum.
The weather overnight, not quite as chilly with low temperatures down in the 40s. Still cool, but not as cold. Clear skies tonight, and we'll have sunshine over the next several days all the way through the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, high temperatures will be in the 70s and a little bit warmer each day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, 62 degrees and clear skies overnight tonight. And as far as the roads are concerned, pretty much nothing doing as far as any slowdowns. Wherever you may be headed, things are looking smooth. You've got I-10, Highway 29 all checking in and accident-free. Causeway, both to and from, pays looking good. Escambia Bay and Three Mile Bridge is all checking in accident-free. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today. The very last Beatles song is out now thanks to AI.
I know it's true. It's all because of you.
So that is part of what it sounds like. Now and Then was written and sung by John Lennon decades ago, and newly developed AI technology allowed every Beatle to contribute to the finished song. It includes guitar parts recorded by George Harrison before his death, Ringo Starr's drumming, and Paul McCartney's bass and piano.
And speaking of AI, it's apparently the major sticking point in the Hollywood actors' strike. Talks between the actors' union and major studios continued last night, and they are said to be heading in the right direction with the hope that a tentative deal could be reached within a week.
Also, Billy Joel is setting his final residency show at Madison Square Garden. His 104th and final show will happen July 25th. Tickets go on sale next Friday. And after that, he says he'll spend more time with his wife and daughters in Florida.
Matthew Perry did not have fentanyl or meth in his system at the time of his death. A more in-depth analysis is being conducted to see if harmful amounts of any other drugs were present in his blood. And this is obviously a big talking point because Matthew Perry, for those who were familiar with him, he was very transparent about his substance abuse lifestyle for years. However, in spite of that, several people close to Perry have said that he was sober and seemed happy in the days leading up to his untimely passing.
I talked yesterday about Mariah Carey officially, in her mind, opening up the Christmas season And apparently, though, songwriters Andy Stone and Troy Powers have a gripe, a bone to pick about the All I Want for Christmas Is You. See, apparently they, well, not apparently, they actually did write a song named All I Want for Christmas Is You back in 1989. One of the songs that I like. Got no problems with this one. But this song, they say, it was, like we said, introduced in 1989, 5 years before Carrie released her version. I had no idea that her version came out in 1994. I thought it was a lot more recent than that.
But, oh, no, I knew it was very old.
But, wow. Bear, what do you think 94 is very old?
Yeah, not that anything's wrong with the 90s, Joe.
You think all right.
Anyway, yeah, we'll just gloss over that. Speaking of Christmas, this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been chosen. The tree is a Norway spruce that measures 80 feet tall and 43 feet in diameter. The annual lighting ceremony is on November 29th and will be hosted by Kelly Clarkson.
What year would you say that somebody has to be born in for you to classify that individual as very old?
Well, okay, how I gauge songs and how I gauge people is very different. Like, we work with people here. Like, you're in your 30s, you said?
I don't know. Am I?
I think you've said that, yes. And you look it. Well, you look younger. Whatever, you get it. Bottom line is, I work with people, you know, that are several years older than me, sure. But they're in their 20s and they were born in the 90s. And I'm just like, yeah, they're young. But when I hear, like, a song, you know, that's over 30 years old, it's like, wow, that song's been out a while, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it depends.
6:51, we'll take a quick break. Wacky and weird stories and good news to finish up a Thursday edition of the program, Pensacola Right Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Yeah, definitely knew that one as well.
I figured you would. I just love that song.
Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3, Joe and Austin getting you closed out here with some wacky and weird stories here before we say sayonara tonight. Same time, same place tomorrow for a Friday edition of the program. 6:55 here, final check of the roads and weather. Austin, what's it looking like out there?
Well, the roads, I'm happy to announce for this final traffic and weather update, are looking very smooth. You may be seeing some minor spurts of congestion on busier roads, or on bigger roads, I should say, and at some hefty intersection excuse me, wow, and at some heftier intersections. But other than that, it should be pretty smooth sailing in Pensacola and the surrounding areas.
Cool again overnight, but not as chilly. Overnight lows will be down in the 40s. Sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and each day it gets a little bit warmer. All through the weekend, we'll have high temperatures in the 70s, and it will be rain-free. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, 62 degrees, and overnight low will be 48. So that's a look at what the weather's like overnight tonight. Sunshine is continuing for the next several days. I think the National Weather Service said the next even remote chance is like next Thursday, and it's like a 20% chance at that. Looking at some wacky and weird stories here. Austin, have you ever had a terrible meal delivery experience?
I can't say I have. No, I've had horrible experiences with people and with food, but never with food people, no.
All right. Well, if you ever have had one, you probably have not had it one worse than this. A guy in Utah ordered Chick-fil-A through Grubhub the other day, a sandwich, fries, and milkshake. Instead of the milkshake, he got a warm cup of pee.
Wow.
As it turns out, that's heinous. Yeah. As it turns out, the driver likes to save time by not taking bathroom breaks and simply used an empty styrofoam cup to relieve himself, so he accidentally switched out the cup and got the milkshake instead. The guy, however, did not get his milkshake, and Grubhub issued a partial refund, not a full refund. Didn't include the fees or the driver's tip. they did, though, terminate the relationship, the working relationship with that driver.
But if you're not even going to give the dude like a meal on the house, the least you can do is can the guy that hurled you into this situation. two trucks crashed on a highway in Canada last week. One was towing a trailer filled with fireworks. The accident happened at 10 p.m., and the fireworks started going off following the collision. So drivers stuck in traffic were fortunate enough, I guess, to get an hour-long fireworks show.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, no one was seriously hurt, though one driver was treated for minor injuries.
Also, a Colorado funeral home is being accused of giving families fake ashes after cremation services. At least one customer is even saying that instead of ashes, they were giving Quikrete.
One little dropper of water and mixed them up, and the reaction, it looked very, very similar in little pasty consistency and everything. And then when it dried into little tiny little rocks.
Yeah, so apparently the funeral home was just improperly storing the bodies, allowing them to rot, and just sending the fake ashes instead.
And it's upsetting that, like, how many times did this happen before someone put it in water? I mean, it makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
Also in good news, two animals with fun names in the news this week. A big-eared bat named William Shakespeare won a bat beauty contest. A bat beauty contest, that's what I said. Also, a runaway pig that was missing in Pennsylvania for 17 days is now back home. His name, Kevin Bacon.
Saw that one coming.
The real Kevin Bacon, I would say, certainly helped in the efforts to get Kevin back home. He posted about it on social media saying, bring Kevin Bacon home, and definitely brought home the bacon, as one of our listeners quipped earlier today.
Well, how about that? And a charity called the Heart Gift Foundation brought a four-year-old girl from Syria to the U.S. for heart surgery. Her name is Naz Hassan, and she's been living in Louisiana with her mother. Their doctor invited them to stay at his house, and the best news is that she got her surgery. It happened October 30th, took 6 hours, and was a complete success. But Halloween is her favorite holiday, and they knew she wouldn't be able to celebrate it on the 31st. Her doctor's neighbors heard about it and decided to help her celebrate early. As a result, more than 60 houses participated in a trick-or-treating event just for her, and she dressed as a butterfly.
Yeah, very cool there. Good work out of the doctor there, out of the neighborhood, making somebody's day and life and week and month and all those stuff really special there. And glad she's going to be okay and live a full life, hopefully, there. Austin, I'll let you get out of here. We'll get home to watch some Duke and Wake Forest and Steelers football tonight.
Yeah, Wake is off to a hot start, too.
Yep, 7-0 right now. Very cool there. We're back here same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7 for a week-ending edition of Pensacola Right Now. on News Radio 92.3.